Good morning.
早上好。
The topic for this season is Christ-centered family and Christ-centered church.
我们这个季度的主题就是以主耶稣为中心的教会和家庭。
Okay. Now Pastor Wong's wife told us that they were married in 1944. So this year will be their 77-year anniversary.
王师母告诉我们他们在1944年结婚，所以今年就是他们70年的结婚周年。
70年。Okay, well, their marriage is inspiration for us all.
所以他们的婚姻其实对我们来说是很大的鼓舞。
Now, Sarah and I do not have perfect marriages.
我们两个没有很完美的婚姻。
You know, in the first maybe 10 years or so of our marriage, we always argue about our parents, about our children, you name it.
在我们结婚的刚刚十年以内，我们经常会为着孩子啊，我们的父母啊，双方的父母啊，这样吵架。
Even now, we know we still have issues.
那虽然现在我们也会有一些争吵。
But by the grace of God, you know, our marriage is improving.
那靠着神的恩典，我们的婚姻有不断的进步。
And no matter how strong or weak our marriage is, we all need to work together to improve it.
不管我们的婚姻是多么强壮或者这么多么的软弱哈，但是我们都需要一起来做好我们的工作。
See, a strong church needs strong families.
一个很强壮的教会需要强壮的家庭。
And strong families need strong marriage.
那强壮的家庭也需要强壮的婚姻。
Marriage is not a contract.
那婚姻不是一个合同。
Marriage is a covenant.
而是一个盟约。
It is a lifetime commitment between a man and a woman.
是一个一生的委身，就是丈夫跟妻子的委身。
Now let me give an example, okay, to show the difference between contract and covenant.
我可以用一些例子来告诉你们什么是合约，什么是盟约。
Now let's say a president hire a secretary.
那比方说有一个总裁他就聘请了一个秘书。
So they make a contract, an employment contract.
那他们就有这样的雇佣的一个合同。
So the contract specify what the secretary needs to do and how much salary she'll get.
那这个合同里面就会写他要做些什么，而且他的工资是多少。
But then later on, the secretary become ill.
那之后呢，这个秘书可能会生病了。
And then she became very forgetful.
那或者她就变成很容易忘记。
So it would be right for the president to fire her because she has broken the contract.
那这个
legally speaking.
那按法律来说，这个 boss 呢就可以把这个秘书给炒掉。
Now let me.Give you another example for covenant.
那在这个盟约是什么呢？
Now I heard a true story where a president actually resigned from his position in order to take care of his wife who has Alzheimer's disease.
那我听了一个这样的真实的故事，就是一个校长，他就为了他这个他的妻子有这个老人痴呆症，所以他就辞掉他的工作。
Now her condition became so serious that she did not even recognize her husband.
因为她这个症状就是很厉害，所以她就不可以，就认不出她的丈夫是谁。
So someone asked the husband, why do you do this?
那其中有人就问她，你为什么要这样做呢？
She doesn't even recognize you.
她都不认识你啊，不认得你啊。
And then the husband replied,she does not recognize me, but I recognize her.
但是那个丈夫就说，虽然她不认得我，但是我认得她。
Because we have made a lifetime commitment when we were married.
因为我们结婚的时候，我们就已经有了这样的盟约，要委身。
So I think this isn't a covenant.
所以这就是我们的盟约了。
Okay. Now, in Genesis chapter 3, Adam said this, right? This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman.
So, 在创世纪二章这样说，那人说， 这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。
So this is what Adam said after Eve was created from his rib.
那就是这是亚当所说的，就是神在他的身上拿了一根骨，做了夏娃之后。
So this is why a man and a woman is one flesh.
所以男人跟女人就变成一体。
Yeah, I call Sarah my soulmate.
所以我叫我的太太就是我的灵魂的伴侣。
Because she always think of the same thing that I'm thinking.
她很多时候就跟我想的一样。
And I cannot hide any secret from her. It seems like she can read my mind.
我不可以向她隐瞒什么，因为好像她都知道我在想什么。
No, and also, woman is more sensitive than man.
那还有呢，就是女生呢，就是比男士更加的敏感。
They can sense things that men are not aware of.
他们可以感觉到一些东西，男人是感觉不到的。
So when a man marries a woman, the man become more complete.
当男人跟女人结婚之后，这个男人就成为更加的完全了。
Now, so when a man divorces his wife, he loses a part of himself.
所以当一个男人他跟那个女的妻子离婚了之后，他其实就是失去他身上的一部分。
So this is what the Bible says, that so they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate.
So they are not two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate.
Okay.
自然如此，妻子不再是两个人，这夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体了。所以神配合的人不可分离。
So it is God's plan that man and woman must stay together for life.
所以这是神的计划，所以夫妻是一起过这个生活的。
Okay. Okay. Now.In Ephesians, Paul wrote, In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself.
Oh, 保罗也这样说，丈夫也当爱自己的妻子，如同爱自己的身体，爱妻子便是爱自己了。
Notice, Paul said that,He who loves his wife loves himself. He didn't say he who loves his wife is like loving himself. He actually say he who loves his wife actually loves himself.
我们要注意的就是他爱自己的妻子就是好像爱自己的身体一样。所以爱妻子就是爱自己了。
Yeah. So because a man and a woman is one inseparable body.
所以男跟女的就是成为一体之后就不可以分离的一体。
You see, love is not natural.
爱是不是一个很自然的东西？
But knowing that our wives is our own body, it makes loving her much easier.
当我们知道这个妻子是我们的身体的一部分的时候，那我们就更加容易去爱我们的妻子。
So if we say something to make our spouse happy, then she's happy, and therefore we are also happy.
当我们讲一些东西让我们的妻子高兴的时候，让她高兴，我们自己也高兴。
So it is a win-win situation.
那这是一个双赢的事情。
It is important for a man or woman to have this one flesh mentality.
所以对于男的跟女的来说，这是一个很重要的心态，就是一体。
So that we can work together to love each other.
所以我们一起的努力。去爱互相的爱对方。
Now in James it says that a tiny rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot wants it to go, even though the winds are strong. So also the tongue is a small thing, but what enormous damage it can do. A tiny spark can set a great forest on fire.
在雅各书这样说，船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼，只用小小的舵就 随着掌舵的意思转动，这样舌头是白，在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。看啊，最小的火能点着最大的树木。
So one careless word can cause great hurt to our spouse.
一个不小心的一句话可以引起很大的伤害。
Now we cannot control our feelings.
我们不可以控制我们的感情。
But I think we can control our tongue.
但是我想我们可以控制我们的舌头。
Like in Proverbs, it says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
在箴言书十八章这里说，生死在舌头的权下，喜爱他的必吃他所结的果子。
So the words we speak not only affect the person who we are speaking to, but it can also affect us as well.
我们所讲的话不单会影响到或者伤害到听的人，而且也会伤害到我们自己讲的这个人。
If we say something often enough, we will begin to believe it.
要是我们讲的多的话，我们就开始会相信了。
So that's why it's important for husbands to speak blessings to our wives.
所以对丈夫来说，是他们对妻子讲祝福的话是很重要的。
Oh, you are a good wife because you take good care of our children.
你是很好的太太，因为你看管我们的孩子看得很好。
And when we say that often enough, our wives would feel honored, and they would become even better wives.
当我们讲的多的话，那我们的妻子就觉得我很被我的丈夫尊重，那我们自己也要做好一点。
And we as husbands will also become more appreciative of what they do.
那我们做丈夫的也会更加的感谢他们所做的事情。
And the wives can also say something like this: "Oh, you're a good husband because you pray with our children at bedtime."
那我们妻子也可以这样赞扬我们的丈夫说：你也是一个很好的丈夫啊，因为在我们孩子睡觉的时候，你也为他们祷告。
It will make the husband feel respected.
那我们的也会让我们的丈夫觉得我们也很被尊重。
And it also make you become more appreciative of what your husband do.
那我们也觉得自己慢慢也成为一个很会赞扬人的人。
Okay, let's see one verse about the husband. Okay, in Colossians says, be affectionate and sympathetic with them. Do not be harsh toward or bitter or resentful toward them.
做丈夫的，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。
It would be great if a husband take the initiative to pray with his wife.
要是我们的丈夫能够主动的与妻子一起祷告，这是最好的事情。
Praying with our wives is one way to show that we honor them.
我们与妻子一起祷告是一个让我们妻子觉得。他被尊重的一个方法。
Now, if our wives are homemaker, they don't get paid, right? So the least we can do is praise them, which is free.
因为我们的妻子在家里工作，他们没有得什么工资，但是我们去这样赞扬他们，就是他们的赞赏啦。
Now, husbands can say to their wives, "You are beautiful."
那我们的。丈夫可以跟太太说你很漂亮啊。
But I know a lot of husbands think like this, right? They're comparing their wives to some movie stars.
但是我们的丈夫可能以自己的太太与这个明星啊，电影明星来比较。
But don't do that.
但是不要这样做。
Remember, your wife is God's gift for you.
我们要记住我们的妻子是神赐给我们的礼物。
And she is the flesh of your flesh.
她是你肉中的肉。
And therefore she is beautiful to you.
所以她是在你的眼里是最漂亮的。
And when you say that she is beautiful,
当你说她很漂亮，
she will become even more beautiful.
她就成为更加的漂亮。
I always tell Sarah.
我经常跟我的太太说，
靓女，靓女，
靓女
means a pretty lady，
就是漂亮的女士。
So science show us that you know touching is healthy.
科学家这样说，我们有这样的触摸是很健康的。
not only for the person being touched, but also for the person who do the touching.
不但是就是被触摸的人是健康，而且去触摸对方的人也是很健康。
Now some psychologists suggest that husband and wife should touch each other 8 times a day.
有些心理学家这样说，丈夫应该触摸你的太太八次，每天有八次。
And you know, sometimes you know, husband, I'm not very good at talking.
那有的时候我们做丈夫的，在言语上不是很好。
That's okay, we can touch.
但是我们是可以，但是我们可以触摸我们的太太。
So you know, you heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words, right?
你们听过一个图片胜过1,000句话。
But a touch is worth even more than 1,000 words.
但是一个触摸，更胜过1,000个字更多。
So this is like our homework assignment for the husbands, okay? Touch your wife more at home.
今天回家的功课对于就是做丈夫的，就是你要回去要多多的触摸你的妻子。
Okay, I want to show a little video on. Oh, cannot do it. Oh, okay. Okay, that's okay. No, so cannot do. Okay, that's okay. Anyway, I was going to show you a video about husband and wife. And the big difference, a big change has been made when the husband become more considerate of his wife's feeling.
Yeah, 我们本来想给你们看一个短片，就是通过这个做丈夫的这个话语跟那个太太讲的那个话语不同，他的怎么样，那个效果也怎么样不同的。
Yeah, so basically, it was something like this. The wife found out the husband went to the amusement park with the children, but without her.
主要就是这个妻子呢，她就发觉这个丈夫带他的孩子去了这个游乐园。
So she became upset because he went there without her.
所以这个做妻子的就比较不高兴，因为他们去了，而他自己没有去。But
then, and her husband was very upset because he thought he was doing a good thing by taking care of the children.
那但是那个丈夫也是很不高兴，因为他觉得他尽了他自己责任，把孩子带去玩。So
they argued.
所以他们两个就有争吵。
But then in the second scenario, the husband did not reply in anger. Instead, the husband said, "Oh, I did not know that going together out together is means so much to you."
但是第二部分呢，这里就讲到这个做丈夫的反应是很不同的，他没有以这个很 anger 就是很生气的这样的语气来跟他讲。
So he turns her wife's anger into love.
所以他就把他的妻子的这个生气就变成一个爱。
Okay, and then the next slide. In Genesis it says that, but for Adam, no suitable helper was found.
在创世纪，亚当是这样说，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他，就神是这样说。
So because God cannot find a helper for Adam, that's why he created Eve.
因为亚当没有碰见一个很适合他的一个帮手，所以神就造了夏娃。So
the wife is a helper for the husband.
所以我们做妻子的就是我们丈夫的帮手。Wife
can help the husband by encouraging them.
我们妻子可以用这个鼓励丈夫的这个方法来帮助我们的丈夫。
She can also help him by praying for him.
而且她也可以为他祷告，这样来支持他。Because
husbands are usually very busy, they may not have enough time to pray. But I think if the wife have more time, the wife should pray more for her husband.
因为丈夫都是很忙，他们很多时间可能就没有时间去祷告。那我们做妻子的就花多些时间为他们祷告。And
there's a survey that shows that a wife's encouragement is more important to the husband than any other people's encouragement.
有这样的研究指示，我们做妻子的这些鼓励比其他人的鼓励更加重要。
This is for the wives. So whenever you water the plants in your house,
对于我们教会的妻子来说，当你给你的花淋水的时候，
remember that your husband needs your encouragement just like the plants needs the water.
你要记着，你们的丈夫他也很需要你的鼓励。当你就是你的鼓励就是好像那个花需要水一样。
You can also say something nice about him to other people.
你可以向其他人讲他一些长处。
And come home and tell him about it.
然后回家就告诉他，让他知道。
Okay, next. Okay, this is what Jesus said.
这是主耶稣所说的。
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
You know, a long time ago when I read this verse, first of all, I say, wow, carry the cross, that's very difficult to do.
很久以前当我读到这里的时候，我就觉得哇，背十字架那是很难的事情。
And I also thought that, oh, maybe Jesus is asking us to carry the cross only in some like major life event.
或者就是主耶稣叫我们背起十字架的时候，就是让我们在生活里面碰到很大的事情的时候。
But then I noticed the word daily.
然后我就发觉这是说每天就天天要背起十字架。
So that changed my viewpoint.
这样就把我整个的看法改变了。
So that means Jesus wants us to carry the cross in our ordinary lives.
所以主耶稣其实就要我们每天在日常生活、平凡的生活中要背起十字架。
Yeah. In you know, our daily routines and our daily interaction with our spouse.
那我们平常的互动啊，我们平常的生活啊。
So in Ephesians,Chapter 4:29 says, "Do not let any unwholesome word come out of your mouth."
在以弗所书四章这样说，污秽的言语一句不可出口。
Just picture this, okay? When Jesus was carrying the cross,
我们可以这样来想象，让我们背起十字架的时候。
When Jesus was carrying the cross,
当主耶稣背他的十字架的时候，
He was walking toward Calvary.
他就往哥哥他地那里去走。
The soldiers was whipping him.
那士兵要打鞭打他。
And many people in the crowd were mocking him.
那很多观众这个旁边的人就在那里讥笑他。
I think at that moment.Jesus' flesh just want to drop the cross.
我想当时主耶稣他自己的肉身就很想把这个十字架给放下。
And forget about saving those unworthy people.
就不想去救这些不配的人。
But yet he denied his flesh and continued carrying the cross.
但是他就舍去自己这样的意念。继续的把这个十字架背起来。
So when other people wrong us, our flesh desire to speak unwholesome words.
当别人得罪我们的时候，我们的肉身就很想说一些不好的话。
And we also have the right to demand an apology.
那我们也可以有这个权利去要求人家道歉。
But carrying the cross means that we need to deny ourselves of that right.
那我们背起我们的十字架，就是我们要自己去舍去这样的想法。
Yes, sometimes the only solution to our conflict is just forgiveness.
那我们很多时候这个唯一的解决的方法就是我们要饶恕别人。
Forgiveness is very difficult.
饶恕是一件很难做的事情。
It is against our human nature.
这是与我们自然的肉体肉身是相反的。
And it is against our flesh.
也是与我们自己的欲望也是相反的。
But Jesus said to deny our flesh and carry the cross.
那 主耶稣说要我们舍去自己的肉身。
So to forgive is to carry the cross.
去饶恕别人，去背起这个十字架。
But carry the cross is easier said than done.
但是背十字架是就是讲是容易，但是做就难了。
When the cross is beyond our own strength, we need to cry out to Jesus.
当这个十字架太重了我们背不起的时候，我们就要呼求神。 主耶稣。
We can say something like this.
我们可以这样说。
Oh Jesus, I want to obey you.
哦，主耶稣啊，我要顺服你。
I want to carry the cross and follow you.
我要背起我的十字架来跟从你。
I want to forgive.
我要饶恕。
But the cross is heavier than I can bear.
但是这个十字架特别重。
Please help me.
请你帮助我。
Remember halfway to Calvary?
我们还记得吗？在主耶稣去到这个格格他地的一半路的时候，
Jesus was too wounded and too exhausted to continue to carry the cross.
因为主耶稣他太伤害太重，而且太累了，所以他不能继续的背这个十字架。
He got help.From a man named Simon.
但是他有一个帮手叫做西门。
Who helped Jesus to carry the cross the rest of the way.
这个西门就帮主耶稣把这个十字架一直带到这个格格他地。
So if Jesus needed help in carrying his cross, he understands our need for help.
要是主耶稣也需要人帮助他背这个十字架，他也明白我们也需要人帮助背这个十字架。
So we can ask Jesus to help us to carry the cross when we are weak or exhausted.
所以当我们很累和很软弱的时候，我们也可以这样叫主耶稣基督来帮我们背这个十字架。
Okay. I think we'd like to close with a story from Charles Lee.
我想
our former elder.
我想以这个一个故事来接触我这个信息，就是关于一个我们以前在我们教会当这个长老的。
Okay, now,
一个弟兄。
So Charles he said that one day he had a very intense argument with his wife.
有一天他跟他的妻子有一个很强烈的争吵。
And I think at that time they live in Toronto.
那个时候他们还在 Toronto 那边住。
And so he went to the Chinatown in Toronto.
那他就去那里的唐人街。
And you know, Chinese like to eat their chicken fresh, right?
因为中国人喜欢吃生的鸡。
Yeah. fresh.
Fresh. 就是很新鲜的鸡。
Yeah.
Actually, it's a 生。
Oh, is that right? Okay.
it's alive.
Yes. So Charles Lee went to this store where they sell live chickens.
所以他们就去了这个卖这个那个活的这个鸡的那个地方。
Yeah, and you know, live chicken is fresh and tasty.
因为活鸡你杀了杀，马上吃的时候，它就很新鲜也很甜。
So Charles saw many chickens in this cage.
所以他就看到很多鸡在这个笼子里面。
And then he saw this big chicken keep on pecking on the smaller chicken.
那他就看到一个大的鸡一直在那个多这个比较小的一个鸡。
And then he got a little bit frustrated.
那他就看了看了，他就觉得很不高兴。
He just think that big chicken is a big bully.
那他觉得这个大鸡为什么要欺负这个小鸡呢？
So he actually shook the cage to try to stop that big chicken chasing the little chicken.
所以他就摇这个笼子，要这个大鸡叫停住，不要去再欺负这个小鸡。
But his shaking did not stop the big chicken.
但是那个大鸡还继续在那里欺负这个小鸡。
The big chicken just kept on pecking on the small chicken.
这个大鸡还是继续在那个多这个小鸡。
And then suddenly something came to Charles' mind.
那突然之间有些东西就来到他这个思想里面。
He just realized that, you know, these two chicken probably will be on the dinner table tomorrow.
他说这两个鸡或者明天就会被人杀了，就放在这个我们的餐桌上面了。
Why can't they help each other?
为什么他们不可以好好的相处呢？
why can't they love one another?
为什么他不能可以好好的就是爱护对方呢？
And so when he thought about it, he decided he'd go home and apologize to his wife.
当他有这个想法之后，他就决定回家要跟他的妻子道歉。
So this is a very touching story that I always remember from Charles.
这是一个很感动的故事，所以我经常会记得这个故事。
Okay, I would like to take this opportunity to pray for all the husbands and wives.
我想用这个机会帮我们带我们所有的丈夫跟妻子一起祷告。
Okay, if you are married, may I ask you to stand up?
要是你已经结婚，请你们好不好要站起来。
Okay, the rest of you who are not married, you have the honor to pray for them.
我们还没有结婚的弟兄姊妹，你们也可以为他们祷告。
Okay. So let us pray together, especially for the husband and wives.
Okay, 让我们一起为我们特别的丈夫跟妻子祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父，
Thank you so much for bringing us together to become one flesh.
谢谢你让我们丈夫跟妻子能够成为一体。
Even though the devil tries to attack us or separate us,
虽然这个撒旦想来攻击我们，
but we'll always be together as one flesh.
但是我们永远都在一起，就成为一体这样。
Because our marriage is protected by the blood of your Son Jesus Christ.
因为我们的婚姻是被主耶稣基督的宝血而保护的。
Please forgive me for all the wrong things I've said or done to my spouse.
求主耶稣饶恕我们所过去所做的或所说的都不好
的。Please mold me. Please mold me to become.A better husband or better wife.
求主你让我们成为更好的丈夫跟妻子。
I want to obey you and carry the cross in my home.
我愿意驯服你背起我在家里的这个十字架。
Please remind me to ask Jesus when the cross becomes too heavy and overbearing.
求主你提醒我让我在觉得这个十字架沉重的时候呼求主你来为我背这个十字架。
Help us to love one another.
帮助我们来互相的爱对方。
So that others would know we are your disciples.
所以其他的人都知道我们是你的门徒。
Your son Jesus is our good shepherd.
天父啊你的儿子主耶稣是我们的好牧人。
We will follow him together as one in this journey of life.
我们要跟从他，就像一体这样来跟从他。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣名求，阿门。